Welcome to Living Hope. With today's teaching, here's the Reverend Richard Brunton.
Hello, welcome to the Living Hope program today. Today we find ourselves again in the Ten Commandments, and in particular in this little series we're looking at the first four commandments, and today we're coming to the second commandment, where the Lord says very clearly, "You shall not make for yourself an image in the form of anything in heaven above or on the earth beneath or in the waters below. You shall not bow down to them or worship them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, punishing the children for the sin of the parents to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me, but showing love to 1,000 generations of those who love me and keep my commandments." Moses is receiving these commandments, and the first commandment has made it clear that God must be number one in our lives. There is only one true God, and we are to give him wholehearted allegiance and worship and love, and everything else in our lives falls into place when we put him first. But really, the second commandment is of particular importance, because what we have to handle as believers in the living God is that we walk by faith and not by sight. That so many of us would have to say, "I haven't physically seen God." Now, of course, the apostles in the New Testament, they saw God in the person of Jesus. After that, Paul saw Jesus on the Damascus Road. But we are able to come into a relationship with God, and into a loving relationship, a relationship where we grow to know him and trust him and see his good hand. But it's by faith, it's not by sight. So the reason I'm sharing that is because the fact that it's faith and not sight means that there's always a temptation, even with the genuine true God, to try and have something to kind of put in place. And what we can do, whether it's a crucifix, whether it's a cross, whether it's some image or some fetish or so many other things, the danger is that whatever we thought would help us think about God can end up an object of worship in itself. And that is what this commandment is expressly warning us against. Don't create something in your attempt even to worship God. Don't create something to represent him, because he's too great for that. You can never represent a God who is omniscient, all-powerful, a God who's eternal. You just cannot make anything that's going to be an adequate representation. So the Lord is saying, don't even bother. Just don't allow anything to become more important than me, even though you may find this or that helpful. Actually, the danger is you'll end up worshipping the object rather than the God who it was meant to represent. And I think holding this line, holding this position that I know God by faith, I know God by his Spirit. When I was born again as a believer, that meant my spirit came alive and came into relationship with the Spirit of God. I don't have to have something to represent him, but one day I will see him. One day, face to face, we'll enjoy him forever. But this walk of faith, many temptations and trials, but don't bring God down. He's a jealous God. Lift him up and just honour him as the Bible describes him, Almighty, all-powerful God. We're going to pause for some worship, and my good friend Patrick will join me, and we'll continue just to reflect a little on this challenging commandment, no idols and nothing representing God.
step I take is for you. I'm gonna raise a banner high with a mighty battle cry. But every step I take is for you. Well, the road, it may be tough, this I know.
Listening to Living Hope, the ministry of the Reverend Richard Brunton. I'm Patrick Woodward, and I've joined Richard now to look further at the Ten Commandments, and we're looking in this series at the first four, and we've reached the second commandment, which warns against making idols and images representing God. Richard, I suppose, as we saw with the first commandment about other gods, again, idols were very common, not just at this time, but right through to New Testament times, weren't they?
Well, they were, because when Paul writes some of his letters, again, he is encouraging people to turn from idols. He commends the Thessalonians that they turned from idols. He's aware the Corinthians are living in a situation where there's a lot of idol worship, and therefore he does challenge it and speak against it.
So what is the relevance of this then in our day, when certainly in very many cultures we don't have little idols sitting in the corner of the room?
I think the significance is that we have to be careful that we're building our faith in the person of God expressed in Jesus Christ. And therefore, however helpful some object may be, when we enable that object to be more important than what it represents, that's where we go wrong. And there are just so many illustrations of this. For example, you could take the bread and wine in the communion. Now, if you want to turn that into flesh and blood, mm-hmm. you've gone too far, mm-hmm. because the Bible says they are a representation of the body and blood of Christ. They're not literally the body and blood. They represent the body and blood. Mm. That's where we have to live all the time. Something that suddenly becomes an object of worship instead of God, that's where we're in trouble. Keep simply to what the Bible says.
You talked about the importance of walking by faith rather than by sight. That is quite contrary to our instincts, isn't it? Because we like to have something to look at, something physical to relate to.
Yes, and there is a fine sort of balance to be achieved here, because it doesn't mean that something that helps you trust God and focus on God is wrong. The commandment is about those things that become a God in themselves. And therefore, there can be things that we see that there could be a picture. I mean, for many Christians, they love to look at the picture of Holman Hunt or Jesus, the Light of the World, or the picture of Jesus standing at the door. It kind of helps. But if you started worshipping the picture, you've just totally gone beyond what it was intended for.
Mm. I suppose what the danger is of something like this, and I think you alluded to this earlier on, you're kind of bringing God down in size. I mean, you ended up speaking of, you know, the Almighty God, the powerful God, and I suppose if you can, the temptation is that you bring him down to something that you can understand.
Yeah, I think that puts it very well, because I think that is the problem. That anything that we do to try and represent God has to be flawed, because we're flawed, and it's going to end up in some way or other, you know, taking away from the whole bare reality of how powerful the living God is.
Okay, Richard, thank you very much indeed. Join us again next time as we continue looking at the Ten Commandments in Exodus 20 in the next Living Hope. You've been listening to Living Hope from the Reverend Richard Brunton. If you'd like to contact Richard, please visit our website at living-hope.org.uk.